This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff possibly coming this Saturday. And by stackup.org. In today's news, do we have some good stuff for Xbox? Maybe. Logitech's got a little piece of equipment you might want to take a look at. And a little bit of PlayStation things as well. But I did say Xbox before because there's more fallout to the amount of layoffs that happened there yesterday through Xbox. So PC Games N is going to start this off because the Elder Scrolls Online community manager, Jessica Folsom, did lay out some of the plans that ZeniMax Online Studios does have. And that's after the amount of layoffs that Xbox did have. And that was yesterday. The plans were laid out yesterday too. And the ex-staffers did share some of the news from the MMO studios on the sites like LinkedIn and Blue Sky, which included Mike Finnegan. And Finnegan did serve as the associate design director and worked out the studios to close due to 15 years. Gina Bruno, principal creator and engagement manager, did have a tenure of 19 years and did help out some previous roles in the community management, was also relieved of their duties. Now, the news was the update from the CE or the ESO team was posted on the game's official forums, saying that the developer wanted to, quote, reaffirm our commitment to the Elder Scrolls Online, end quote. So after season one, the note did add that the roadmaps will be shifting. So what could happen with that shift? Well, Folsom did go on by saying that they'll be stepping back their plans and they'll be letting you come back with a clear timeline. And they just might. But some of those staffers, with and without their roles intact, expressed to the site had a deep uncertainty in how Elder Scrolls Online would continue to function with so few people left at the studio. And Kotaku did also claim that the email was sent out, understanding that it said that Season 1 update will continue as planned. That's a quote. That it includes the Dooms DLC and QuakeCon, but there was no information about the future updates or the iterations of those things that was available. But what will remain for ESL? That is not yet known. But Season 1 will be set to launch out tomorrow on Wednesday, July 8th, featuring a free quest line for players that includes the Thieves Guild. So what will happen after that? That's what we don't know. But Blizzard in itself seems to be free from those layoffs? Well, according to PC Gamer, they are, because they were name-dropped in the announcement post as a target that they would be experiencing reductions in shifting investments. And Microsoft did acquire Activision Blizzard for almost $69 billion. That's the actual number now, people. Don't be scared of it. But the evidence did point that Blizzard did escape the layoffs for now. And that was found by a Windows Central article, which both quotes anonymous sources and the affirmative had to email Blizzard president Johanna Ferries that reads, quote, while you can expect to hear more details regarding the day's events and what they mean for Blizzard and further communications, end quote. But there's a narrative designer and a union member, Benjamin Wagner, who did write, quote, no union employees at Blizzard were impacted by today's bloodbath, and I sincerely doubt that was because the powers that be think that we're all vital. Odds are they wanted easy cuts. Status quo makes you not easy, end quote. Not every worker is unionized, but there was a statement from the World of Warcraft Game Makers Guild, CWA, posted that the union's Reddit account to the WoW subreddit, and the union did express solidarity with all the affected studios. Jason Schreier did write about this too. Quote, the staff at Blizzard Entertainment were told today that they won't hear how the reorganization impacts them until further communications, end quote. Now, that would mean that the developers should breathe a sigh of relief. But are they? That's the question. Keep in mind, over 1,600 roles have been removed, and next year, there could be another 1,600 jobs lost. which means Blizzard, while escaping this one, may not be out of the woods yet. With all those developers now leaving, Eurogamer.net did say that State of Decay 3, because of this, may not launch on Game Pass because the Undead Labs are leaving Xbox. Because according to them, they found a buyer for Undead Labs and it will be continuing to fund until it's released. But that's according to a report by Gamefile. And that means State of Decay 3 will no longer be released on Game Pass. And that announcement will have to be made to the studio's new owner. And the new owner will be revealed later this summer. State of Decay 3 news and updates has come with some assurance that the game will launch in Game Pass day one. That would include June's gameplay reveal, which was part of the Xbox Game Showcase. Now, State of Decay 3 will release in 2027 on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S, just not on Game Pass. We're going to stay with Game Pass because the numbers went down. Once again with Eurogamer, total number of Game Pass subscribers did drop down to 30 million, and that's according to the Wall Street Journal report. That is a loss of about 4 million people. And Microsoft is no longer the exact subscriber numbers, and they're not, because they did fall below Microsoft's ambitious goal, reach around 77 million by July 2026. In a leaked slideshow, Microsoft had more ambitious goals of reaching 100 million paid Game Pass members by 2030. So last year, Microsoft raised the price of Game Pass by almost 50%, and that is because they brought in Call of Duty into the service from day one, and the new Call of Duty game did launch. But the price increase was thought to be catastrophic for Microsoft, according to Eurogamer. So Microsoft, if you remember, took Call of Duty out of Game Pass. But did that drive the numbers back up? Well, Asha Sharma, once again, did cite that the Game Pass growth troubles was one of her reasons because of her decision to put Call of Duty there. Because she did state that the service did not grow at the pace that they have expected. But don't worry, PlayStation's got their own problem. If you remember, PlayStation took out all of the discs that you would need to play the video games. Well, according to Eurogamer, there's now a petition that is now against Sony and their decision to kill the PlayStation's physical discs. They have 170,000 signatures too. Now, this is the Don't Kill the Disc Change.org petition, and it is on change.org. Right now, it has 186,829 verified signatures. And yes, that did happen. So here's what the petition did read. Quote, at E3 2013, Sony won over a generation of players by promising that when you buy a PlayStation game, you can trade it in, sell it, lend it to a friend, or keep it forever, and implicitly mocked the competition for trying to restrict exactly that. 13 years later, Sony is the one taking it away, end quote. Now the petition's goal is simple, according to Eurogamer. Pressure Sony to keep the physical edition beyond 2028. Further quote, so the next generation can own the games that they play, not just rent them. If we do not speak up now, the disc disappears and the choice goes with it. When the market leader ends the disc, the rest of the industry follows, end quote. Now, Sony did not acknowledge the petition or respond to the negative reaction that is after its announcement. But for almost a week, Sony has not posted on their X account. So what happened? We shall see. There's also a good article up on our Discord. So if you want to see the GQDN show notes, it's an article that's related to the petition. You can take a look there. So on to hardware. So right now, PC Gamer says that there's a mouse that you can fold up into your pocket. Right now, there's no price information for that mouse, but the fold specs for what's called Mobi, that's the mouse. The sensor resolution is at 4,000 DPI. Tracking is optical. Buttons, well, four of them. Two programmable, plus a touch panel. Battery is 100 mAh LiPo. Connectivity is a Bluetooth LE Logibolt, multi-device pairing, three devices. Colors, graphite, lilac, and off-white. Dimensions folded, 21 by 57 by 66 millimeters. Unfolded is 33 by 57 by 122 meters. Weight, 79 grams. And the price is roughly $80. So if you want it, go to it. What's Pokemon doing? GamesHub.com did say that the Pokemon studio, Niantic, is doing some stuff. And Scopely did announce the new game for the former Nintendo games behind the Pokemon Go, Pikmin Bloom, and Monster Hunter Now. And now the group is operating as Scopely Explore. They are changing their name a little bit. And rebrand is also appear as a formal step in folding those teams into Scopely. Players should expect to see the Nintendo name begin changing across the platforms in the coming weeks. And Scopely Explore will be replacing it. Interesting, interesting. But let's go back to the Xbox Game Pass, because Game Pass will be getting some games. Gears of War Reloaded and Tamashika. Yep, those. And that is on July 9th. On July 13th, there will be a new game released on Game Pass. It'll be like Ascended to Zero and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. And that is going to end the show, except for the ones that will be leaving July 15th. Dungeons of Hindenburg, EA Sports Football Club 24, Stellaris, Golf with Your Friends, Minute Lane, Power Wash Simulator, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Spillgate, Arena Reloaded, Super Fantasy Kingdom, Technotina, Game Preview. I'll take a Kingdom. Yeah, whatever. It's been a day, and it's the end of the show. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.